Hello. Okay, so the mic is working, and that is awesome. This is Tell It to Ellie, and I am Ellie Cruz. You guessed it. That was such a hard guess. I'm glad you got it right. And this is my advice podcast, and it's where I try my best not to ruin your life or my life. You may have heard me on 93Q, the number one hit music station, 93.1 on your radio dial, and I'm on every weekend, and it's a little, station in Syracuse, New York. So if you're familiar with the area, I am glad. I'm still learning a lot about it and all of the perks that CNY has, and I'm loving it. And I wanted to start this advice podcast because as much as I love music, I also love giving people advice. You know, I am a radio personality, and some might say that I just love the sound of my voice, which maybe that might be a possibility, but actually I really do love giving advice, and many of my friends have told me that they love going to me for advice because they feel like I'm good at it and they feel safe telling me things. So my advice giving skills are something that I hold really dear in my heart, and I love knowing that people can confide in me, and I just wanted to open up the forum to other people and maybe help someone that might be in need. So a little bit more about me. I am Ellie Cruz. I am 22 years old. I am originally from Washington Heights, which is in Manhattan, so New York City. My love for the media and the radio started very, very young. Since I was a child, I always liked the attention, which is weird because now I like to say that I'm an introvert because talking to people, you know, person to person kind of drains me. But at the same time, when I was a child, I just loved the attention. I loved when people would look at me, laugh at me, and I would love just being the center of it all. I used to dance a lot. I practiced ballet for a while. I did tap and some African. I always won dance competitions, and I clearly remember being about 11 and sitting in my little sister's play desk and setting up a laptop with a camera that you actually had to attach to it because it wasn't built into the laptop back then. And I would read Time magazine for kids, and I would make it into a newscast. And it was like the best thing ever. It was like the highlight of my day whenever I did that. I remember doing that for weeks at a time. I would take a long break, but then I would go right back into it, and I loved it so much. So that's when I knew that when I was looking for a college, I wanted something that had a good broadcasting program. And that's how I ended up in Central New York. I went to school at SUNY Oswego, and I did broadcasting there, and I minored in Spanish. I know I kind of cheated because I am fluent in Spanish, but at the same time, I was like, well, you know, it'll just look more legit if I had a minor in it. And in college, I thought I wanted to do the TV station. I thought I wanted to be in front of a camera. But whenever I was in front of the camera, I had bubble guts and I wanted to puke and I was so nervous. So I was like, you know what? I don't think this is good for me. And then we also had a radio station at SUNY Oswego, and I felt so natural behind the mic. You know, no one has to see me. I don't have to get dressed up. It's just me, my voice, and I'm talking to the listener. And it's so intimate and so awesome, and great stories can be told through the radio, which is, you wouldn't think that, but actually just audio alone can paint a huge picture. It's amazing. So I loved the radio and I knew I wanted to do that. And by my junior year, I realized I don't have an internship. And I know if I don't have an internship, I might not ever get a job. So one of my professors actually got me in contact with Jack Ryan, who is on Middays, and we became really good friends, and he kind of like did like a pre-interview or kind of picked my brain about what I wanted to do, and he saw that I was very interested in radio, and then he put me in contact with the promotions director, and I got an interview with her, and then I became her intern, and then everything was just falling into place. It was my senior year, and I was doing that, and it was great. And then I got this great opportunity, and Jack kind of realized, oh, hey, Ellie has a great personality, and we only have one female voice on the station right now, so maybe Ellie would be a great addition. I started doing some air checks, kind of showing that I had a good voice for radio, I guess. I don't know. And they liked me, so they put me on, and now I'm on every weekend. I also have a little segment on Mondays with Ted and Amy. It's called Trending Now with Ellie Cruz. And now I have this other great opportunity where I can have a podcast. And this podcast is going to be about advice. So that's basically who I am. And I want Tell It to Ellie to be lots of fun. And if you have any questions that you want to send over to me, please feel free to do that. You can actually go to 93Q.com and you can click on features. And there's a link that says Tell It to Ellie podcast. You can click it and there's a submission form there. And you can also email me if you need to. It's Ellie at 93Q.com. And I also have social media. So if you don't follow my Instagram, my Facebook, or my Twitter, Ellie93Q, then I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get with it. And all right, so for this week's Tell It to Ellie question, we have an anonymous person. Of course, just so you know, you can be anonymous. I don't have to say anything or mention your name. But this week's question is actually kind of juicy. So it reads, I recently ran into my friend's ex-girlfriend. I always thought she was attractive. Do I need to call my friend before asking his former girlfriend out on a date? I haven't spoken to my friend since 2013. Does the golden rule of not dating someone your friend has dated apply here? Am I breaking the guy code? So here's what I think. I 100% think you should go ahead and ask her out on a date. And here is why. One, you haven't spoken to your friend in 3 years, almost 4 years. It's going to be 2017 in like a few days. And I think the time frame is long enough for y'all to not even be considered friends anymore. I have never been friends with someone who I haven't spoke to in that long because I don't consider them friends if it's been that long. So I really don't think there's grounds for him to even be upset about that. But then again, I don't know how close you both were. But it doesn't seem like you guys really are close because I've never gone that long without talking to my bestest friend. Maybe like a few weeks, maybe a month if it's been a hard month, but never years. Like that is insane. Also, I think the whole calling your friend before asking her out, I feel like you're doing that for your conscience and not for his. I think you're feeling a little bit more guilty than you probably should, especially because you don't want your friend to think that while he was dating her, you had the feels for her or something like that. So I get it. That's like kind of touchy ground. But like I said, it's been a very, very long time since you both have spoken. So I really don't think you should worry that much. Two, I also think this whole guy code thing can be baloney because right now you're not thinking of her as like her own self. But you're still thinking of her as like your friend's property. And let me tell you, women do not want to be seen as property. I actually had a similar situation happen to me, but it was kind of in reverse. As I began dating my current boyfriend right now, my ex actually told me that he broke guy code because they had class together and everyone knew that we were a couple and they would say hi to each other. So basically he should have not went ahead and dated me after we had broken up. So anyone that knew me or my ex or had talked to us and happened to be a guy could not even try expressing any interest in me because I was like his. I was so annoyed by that and I was just like, skirt, go that way. I am a grown woman and I can date whoever the hell I want. So I think this question is easy enough to answer. Go for it. Maybe you'll both end up being perfect for each other and be together forever. You won't know until you try. And if your friend that you haven't spoken in almost 4 years now, I guess you can also tell him skirt that way as well. Thank you so much for sending in your question. I really, really appreciate it. And if you want to go ahead and submit your own question, go to 93Q.com, click features, and then Tell It to Ellie podcast. And you shouldn't miss it. But if you do, of course, hit me up on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, Ellie93Q, or my email, Ellie at 93Q.com, and I'll be able to help you. Also, hit me up on social media if you're loving this, if you're hating this. I don't know. Give me some feedback, negative or positive. Just don't be rude. And make sure you tune in next week as I try to solve another one of your pressing issues. Bye!